This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
And welcome back to Sin 90.7. That song there, that was, as I just get it up, apologies listeners, I've lost the sheet here. That was Nick Hackham with, that was Changes by... That was Kingdom by Changes. I'm having an absolute nightmare here as we are having a couple...
The in and out extraordinaire.
Oh, no, we're having
his very best.
A couple of technical difficulties here as the headphones are being replaced and we're all in...
We're flying. It's Monday. We're as good as always.
It's a shocking introduction to our next guest, which is
Neil Murray. Great introduction.
Neil Murray, who is joining us on the line here. Can you hear us, Neil?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, you're loud and clear.
Sorry about that butchering of the... The intro there, but welcome to community radio, I suppose.
Welcome, Neil. So Neil Murray is pretty much music royalty. He first appeared in the early 80s as a founding member of the Warrumpy Band, which over 3 years and three albums and 20 years of performing propelled contemporary Indigenous music into mainstream Australia, yielding such classics as My Island Home, which if you don't know that song, I'm very ashamed of you right now, sitting in your car listening to this. Now, as a respected author, songwriter and inspiration for many emerging artists, Neil Murray is featuring in Liz Stringer's String Along event, which is currently playing at the Gasometer, has been for the past few Tuesdays, and Neil will be there on Tuesday the 20th, which is tomorrow. So, hello, Neil.
Hello there.
How are you?
Morning. I'm good, thank you.
That's good. Now, how does it feel to be, I guess, called a music elder and songwriting elder of Australian music?
I'm not sure the hat fits, really. I don't really think about it that way, but I guess I've been around a while now. Go on.
You've clearly influenced Australian music quite significantly with the Warrumpy Band, of course, and also your own solo career as well. So does that not resonate with you very, very much? You sound quite humble.
The thing is, if you can't rest on your laurels if you want to continue doing your art, you've got to think that your best work is still ahead of you, and that's how I feel. I'm grateful that there is that sort of recognition starting to come through for the work I have done. But for my own personal focus is what I'm working on now, and I'm glad to have a gig on a Tuesday night with this tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Not to take anything away from that, and. It takes a long time for some songs to sink through to the public consciousness, that's for sure. So I'm glad that a few have got out there and have inspired others to maybe take up the torch.
Yeah, brilliant. So how did Liz get in contact with you, or had you known her for a while, or?
I've sort of knew her, run into her a few gigs and stuff, and I was always really... I think she's a class act, and I was always keen to do something with her if it came up, you know.
Yeah.
And she basically contacted me out of the blue, and I said, yeah, I'm up for it, you know. So that's how it happened.
Absolutely brilliant. And did you develop the idea together, or did she kind of invite you along to participate in the String Along?
Yeah, she had a kind of a mapped out idea, and I was just happy to go along with it. She sent me, an outline of what she was doing, and I said, yeah, that sounds fine. I'll be there.
She sent you a bit of an outline, but you expecting, you know what questions are coming, or do you think she's got a couple tricky ones up her sleeve, or do you think it'll be nice and friendly?
I think it'll be nice and friendly, or feisty, but she did send a list of possible questions. I'm not sure if she'll get time to ask all the ones she sent, but I sort of got bat them, I suppose, you know, let them go through to the keep or whatever, but... No, I think it'll kind of chart its own direction, I think, once we're on stage together. And she has suggested a particular song that she wants to do with me, which I'm fine with, and stuff like that. So
Are we allowed to know what that song is?
She wants to do Lights of Hay with me, which is great. You know, I'll be happy to play that with her. You know, she said she likes the song, so that's the one that I'm going to do. There'll probably be others.
Absolutely brilliant. So do you feel that's a song of yours, isn't it? And do you feel that your music has changed quite significantly over the years? I mean, I know you started out with the Warrumpy Band and now you're a solo artist, so I'm sure it has changed, but how do you feel it's developed throughout your career?
Well, it's a process of deepening and becoming, being able to, for me, I feel my skills are better now, and I can't write the songs I wrote as a young man, especially in the Warrumpy Band, because that had a particular frame of reference. In some ways, it was easier to write for that band because we were clear about what we were doing. But when you're a solo artist, the kind of palette is broader, and you're always trying to get something that's perhaps a bit of a different take on things and a new approach, or to just feel that you're breaking new ground, you know. That's the problem with every artist. You want to feel that you're doing something that is new and worthwhile. So, it definitely changed. I guess we just wanted to rock out when we were younger. But I don't get a chance to play with a band much these days because of economic reasons. It's just hard to tour as a band. And it's a great tool to play with the band. So I'm doing a lot of solo gigs and a lot of duo gigs. So that kind of influences the writing too. To songs that, you know, you can get across as a solo thing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just currently now looking at a bunch of songs. I sort of parked songs over. I haven't had a new album since 2014, so I'm in the process of going through the songs I've got to see if I've got enough decent ones to think about recording a new record.
I'm sure you won't find too much trouble finding them. You are listening to Neil Murray. He's on the line here. We're just going to go to a song now, and we'll be back with you in one moment. And we're back here with Sin. You're listening to Get Serial 90.7 with Jim Cobb and Elsie. And we do have Neil Murray on the line joining us today. Neil was part of the Warrumpy Band, one of the first Australian rock groups to get into the charts that featured predominantly Aboriginal members. But nowadays he's doing some solo stuff, and he joins us on the line. Neil, you've been gigging around much this year?
Yeah, bits and pieces. Just trying to... I have been about, I did a little run into New South Wales, and I've been up the Territory and Alice and Turner Creek, and been over to around Adelaide and stuff, and I've got some things lined up next month. I'm heading out to Uluru for a week and...
You obviously spent a lot of time up in Northern Territory, Neil.
Yeah.
It's always special. It would always be special, sort of playing your music up there.
Yeah, I'm pretty well known up that way. Yeah, for sure.
Well, you walk down the street and you get the rock star
plenty of love.
Photos and stuff.
There's a lot of people. It's all gone into the selfie business now. You know, you do a gig and then you're held up not doing autographs. You're just getting people want photos. You know. Once you used to be signing someone's T-shirt or their arm or something.
Very
tough. But now it's just photos, you know. You've got to send these photos.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it's changed over the years. For good or bad, we still don't know. Still to be determined. But this year, you were actually named Artist of the Year at Port Fairy Folk Festival. How is it playing at the festival? Do you get around many events like that?
Well, I try to. I mean, like a lot of other people apply for a lot of festivals. And sometimes it's a bit of a lottery, but I was really pleased to be able to go back to Port Fairy because I hadn't been there for 10 years. And it was a bit of a surprise that they gave me that gong, you know. So
It was an amazing award to get. That's fantastic. And it seems like you get around, I mean, Australia in general quite a bit. So you're a bit of a traveller, are you?
Well, wherever the work is, you got to go for it, you know.
Yeah.
These days you can jump on a plane and be at the end of the country on a weekend or whatever. So I'm not like on a long extended tour so much, but it's generally a week or two or three in an area, then come home again, sort of thing. Yeah. I do a lot of workshop stuff too, community stuff, with workshops and songwriting workshops, music workshops, things like that, especially on communities. Yes.
Yeah, nice. Now, Neil, I'm interested to know, obviously, you've mentioned, you know, your music and you mentioned it as work a moment ago, and I'm sure it's not always work, it's more of a passion as well and a love and so on, but I want to know away from that, what do you get up to? I'm always intrigued to, you know, performers, you know, what are your other hobbies? What do you like?
Hobbies?
Yeah, well, what do you do outside of this? I think this is something that interests a lot of fans at times is, you know,
I like trekking, like walking, yep. I like camping out. But the hobbies this time of year is mainly, you know, getting firewood, chopping wood.
Yeah.
Keeping warm.
Just trying to stay warm, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I do like doing a bit of bushwalking and camping and stuff, yeah.
Too nice. I don't mind a bit of bushwalking myself, but you sound like you get out there a little bit more than I do. So if you would like to hear more from Neil Murray and his relationship with his art, the evolution of his career and what continues to drive him, as well as a few sneaky tunes, you should head on down to the gasometer. We've had some debate over
gasometer.
Because I always call it gasometer, but now I'm confused. So, but it's tomorrow night.
Smith Street.
And you can, of course, find his music on iTunes under Neil Murray or the Warumpy Band, whichever you would like. And you'll be there with Liz Stringer for her String Along event. So thank you very, very much, Neil Murray, for joining us this morning.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.